Yeah, welcome back to Ballyliff on day three of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. The vast majority of those still involved on day three are now out on the course, including all the Irish contingent. Shane Lowry taken to the first tee a short time ago to warm applause from those gathered around the tee box. Unfortunately for Lowry though, he's not off to the kind of start he would have wished for because he dropped the shot at the first, and that means he's back to one under for the tournament. Big crowds here today once again. We've had big crowds all week and they're still coming in. The sunshine has been threatening to break through some heavy cloud cover here in Inishowen, and there's a wee bit of a breeze too. Temperatures remain warm and a lot of the spectators I can see have chosen to leave the jackets and the pullovers in the car. So far that seems to have been the right decision because it is still very warm out there. Quite a few are following Rory McIlroy in his third round. McIlroy started out at around about 10:45 this morning at one under par for the tournament. He opened with a birdie three on the first, only to give that shot back again with a bogey on the second, but he went on to birdie the par 5 fourth hole, so he sits on 1 under for his round, 2 under for the tournament with 5 holes played last week checked. Greg McDowell is level for his round through 15 this morning. He's level for the tournament. And Paul Dunne, also among the early starters this morning, he has completed his third round at level par 72, so he'll go into day 4 at plus 1. At the other end of the leaderboard, well, the leading trio of Ryan Fox of New Zealand, Matthew Pavin of France and Eric Van Rooyen of South Africa. Well, they'll start shortly after 1 o'clock at 8 under par, but the chasing pack are already making a move. Round of the day so far has come from England's Andy Sullivan, who shot a brilliant 7 under par 65 to move to 6 under for the tournament. He was back at 1 over when he started out this morning, back at 20 past 7 this morning. He birdied his final 3 holes. We watched him on the 18th. And he sunk a brilliant long-range putt, and that was the perfect finish to what has been a near faultless third round from Sullivan. So he's going well. John Rahm, the defending champion, is also among those playing really well this morning. He's played 10 holes of his third round, and he's 5 under for his round, which means he has moved on to 6 under for the tournament. Rahm playing alongside England's David Horsey. So just it's interesting to look back at the situation this time last year. The Irish Open, of course, was played by played at Port Stewart, just up the road. And after the second round, John Rahm was among the leading pack after Thursday and Friday's action. Rahm was on 12 under par at that stage, just one shot off the lead. And then after the third day, he was moved on to joint lead on 17 under par alongside Daniel M. And most people were kind of writing off John Rahm's chances after he finished up yesterday. After two disappointing rounds from a player where so many people were expecting so much better, but he has more or less answered his critics today with some fantastic golf. 6 birdies over his opening 9 holes, 1 bogey on the 7th, so 5 under for his opening 9 holes. Some shooting from the Spaniard, who has again drawn a big number of supporters who are following him there out in Ballyliff. And so that's the situation. We're 10 past 12 here on day 3, Saturday at Ballyliff. And big crowds, the weather not as good perhaps as what we've been enjoying over the last couple of days, but as I say, it's still very warm out there, and the action is certainly hugely enjoyable. The leading trio then will be out at around about 20 past 1. That'll be the final pairing of Matthew Pavin and Ryan Fox, and before them Joachim Lagergren from Sweden will join the other joint leader, Eric Van Rooyen, at 10 past 1. So the final few 2 balls are making their way out onto the course. There's a few still down in the practice area and up in the putting areas beside the first tee box. And it's great to watch their preparations as they get their rounds ready on day 3. That's the situation. We'll be back with another update from Ballyliffin at around about 2 o'clock, Rory. Until then, good afternoon.